is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Yasmin Arahoko. First name is Yasmin, Yasmine, last name is Arahoko, Orozco. Date of birth 9/28/2005. This letter is being written to Dr. Juan Carrillo. First name is Juan, J-U-A-N. Last name is Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-L-O. Address 2880 Story Road, second floor, San Jose, California, 95127. Telephone number 408-929-5439. Fax number 408-929-5010. Dear Dr. Juan Carrillo, J-U-A-N, last name Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-O. Thank you for asking me to see this 16-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Yasmin went to emergency room on August 7th, 2020, August 9th, 2022, with history of itchy rashes and possibly throat pain, follow after eating tuna, hot dog, beans, and some other foods, period. She has eaten those foods before and has never experienced this sort of reaction, period. This reaction occurred at least 1 hour after the ingestion of these foods, period. There was mild itching, some rashes on her arms, legs, ears, lips, period. There appeared to be a mild angioedema of hands and eyelids, period. There was no history of any coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea, or loss of consciousness, period. There is history of significant anxiety, and she's had many anxiety attacks and has been to emergency room a few times, period. There is history of minor asthma and shortness of breath in past, period. She was given some Benadryl and improved, period. There is no exposure to any pets or any obvious allergies in past, period. She has not demonstrated any unusual reaction to any foods or other or anything else, period. Overall, she's in decent health, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 16-year-old who had moderate dermatographism and obvious anxiety, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I gave them some literature to read and answered all their questions, period. I told them to give me a call anytime with any allergy-related questions, period. Allergy testing was completely negative, thus eliminating any obvious allergic disease process. There was on our follow-up visit, there was some dermatographism, and I recommended number one Zyrtec 10 milligram every night, and hopefully that should take care of this problem. Clinically, I don't believe she had any significant anaphylactic type reaction, although sometimes one cannot be sure if multiple foods are eaten at one time, period. I recommended that she be very careful in eating any food that she was not sure what it is, and then if there is a problem, then she should call 911 or go to emergency room, period. It's very important to know the causation and the time after the ingestion of food, period. family understood that well, and hopefully we will come to a conclusion, period. New paragraph. I recommended some lab work to rule out any other abnormality, including tryptase, immunoglobulin, and thyroid and TSH testing, along with some RAS testing to some common offending foods, but she obviously never went to the lab and did not return for a follow-up period. I am hopeful that she is doing well and will be happy to see her back and complete the workup period. By the way, her pulmonary function testing were completely normal, thus eliminating any significant obstructive airway disease process period. Overall, I believe she should do well. New paragraph, please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Yasmin Orohoko.